Earth and Sky.
One of the big delights in the last decade has been that we've uncovered a great diversity in terms of the planets orbiting other stars.
You're listening to astronomer Dave Charbonneau of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. He's talking about the discovery so far of over 300 exoplanets, planets that lie beyond our solar system.
We're getting to the point in terms of studying planets on other stars where we can actually compare different planets to try to understand why they're different and what causes those differences, i.e. are they made of different stuff, did they form by a different process, and are perhaps their atmospheres significantly different.
Charbonneau's observed the light an exoplanet emits as it passes by its parent star to actually see what gases are in the atmospheres of those distant worlds light years away. Ultimately, what he searches for, and what no human has yet found, is a distant planet like Earth with a life-giving atmosphere.
Well, I think that we will soon have, for the first time in human history, the sensitivity to actually find one. Now, I think everyone, regardless of whether they're a scientist or not, has wondered about the Earth's place in the universe and about the possibility of life on other planets. And by finding and looking for and finding analogs of the Earth, this is really our first step to address that question.
More at our website. Our thanks today to astronomer Dave Charbonneau. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.